Remember when New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that that proposed $15 per day congestion pricing fee would be paused? It was a few months ago, you might not remember. And what that congestion fee is, it's basically a super high toll. Well, this past week, she took her foot off the brake for that pause and pretty much slammed it down on your throat and wallet. You know, some of the details. And this whole thing is supposed to fund $15 billion worth of transit repairs. Tolls which will impose a fee on you, the driver, who, if you enter Manhattan south of 60th Street, unless you remain on the West Side Highway, FDR Drive, or the Battery Park Underpass, this is going to kick into place on January 5th. But the governor says this is a good thing. This is a really good thing for your wallet. Here's a quote. Governor Hochul said, "I'm proud to announce we have found a path to fund the MTA, reduce congestion, and keep millions of dollars in the pockets of our commuters." You heard that correctly. How did she come to that conclusion? Well, this had been originally intended to be a $15 hit on your wallet. Hey, but now it's only $9. In her mind, you're not spending $9, you're saving $6. Let me break this down a little bit better about what this is going to cost you. Kind of depends on the time of day, too, what type of vehicle you're driving, and whether you're using Easy Pass. Charges will be higher during what's called the MTA peak period that runs from 5 a.m. until 9 p.m. on weekdays, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on weekends. Now, under the new plan, regular passenger vehicles with Easy Pass will pay $9 during that peak period, $2.25 in the overnight period. That was down, too, from the original $3.75. Passenger vehicles without Easy Pass, you'll have to pay $13.50 during the peak period and $3.30 overnight. As you would expect, the costs are higher for commercial traffic. They vary based on the size of the vehicle. Large multi-unit trucks, sightseeing buses, they'll be charged a peak toll of $21.60. But hey, that's down from the original plan to $36. Oh, and by the way, since that's going to be an extra cost for transit buses from New Jersey into New York, you don't think the price of a ticket's going to go up, do you? No. Smaller single-unit trucks like pickup trucks, vans with modified beds, you'll be paying $14.40 during the peak hours, but in Kathy Hochul's mental math, you're saving almost $10. The original price for that was going to be $24. If you drive a motorcycle, you'll get off on the cheap side of things. You only have to pay $4.50 during the peak period. The reason for the overnight tolls, by the way, being 75% cheaper, that's supposed to encourage overnight deliveries to cut down on delivery truck congestion during busy times during the day and early evening. Yellow and green taxi trips that enter the congestion zone, you'll get hit with a 75-cent surcharge, while car rides, like Uber, for example, they'll come with an additional $1.50 charge, which you as the consumer will no doubt have to pick up. Now, are there discounts? Well, sure, every deal has discounts, right? You would think. Well, there are, but they're limited. Vehicle owners, if you make less than $60,000 in the previous year, you can enroll in a discount program. I guess, what would this be, a congestion welfare program? That cuts the daytime toll in half after your 10th trip in a month. So you're paying the full price for the first 10 times. But after that, then you'll get the break. Passenger vehicle drivers who pay a toll to cross the Lincoln or Holland tunnels into Manhattan during peak hours, you'll get a $3 discount on the MTA congestion toll. Entering or exiting the area via the Queens, Midtown, or Brooklyn Battery tunnels during peak hours, that'll come with a $1.50 credit for passenger vehicles. And if you live in the congestion zone, you driver you, and earn less than $60,000 a year, you'll be able to receive a tax rebate on any congestion pricing tolls that you pay. Now, the state law does require some vehicles to be exempted from all this. Ambulances, various emergency vehicles, those transporting people with disabilities. MTA earlier this year agreed to extend that exemption to about 11,000 school buses and 16,000 municipal vehicles. Larger vehicles like trucks and buses, they'll get a similar credit, by the way, for tunnel crossings, and they'll vary based on the size of the vehicle. Motorcyclists who cross the Lincoln or Holland tunnels during peak hours, you'll get a $1.50 credit against the congestion tolls. And those who pay the Queens, Midtown, or Brooklyn Battery tunnel tolls, you get a 75-cent credit. What was that? Oh, you want to know how long is this going to stay this way? Will the tolls go up? That's a redundant question, right? Well, one of the state officials said the governor is committed to keeping the $9 toll in place until 2027. After that, hey, who knows? Okay, I think we do know what's going to happen in 2027, don't we? Now, there are two parts to why this is being done, reducing gridlock south of Central Park and generating money for the public transit system. The theory is when this plan is put into place, or maybe if it's put into place, get to that in a minute, they expect it to reduce traffic in the busiest parts of Manhattan by 13.4%. Not 13.6%, not 13.2%, 13.4%. As I said, could this be stopped again? You know, they had to hit the pause button a few months ago. They're trying. This past Wednesday, five Republican House members from New York sent a letter to President-elect Trump, pleading him really to rescind federal approvals once he gets into office about all this. There's a handful of pending lawsuits already challenging the program, one filed by our Governor Phil Murphy. Representative Josh Gottheimer, among others, are also working on ways to bury this idea. So as they say, to be continued, or figure out a way to avoid all this and start riding a bike into work, I guess.